This is Arts and More from WMUK. Now we've got a story about a dad and a daughter and how an artistic passion is being passed from generation to generation. First, let's meet the dad.
My name is Ralph Stocker, married with three kids, and really excited to have Genevieve join me in this experience.
Genevieve is Ralph Stocker's daughter. We'll get to her later. But back to Ralph. Since Ralph Stocker was a kid, he's always had an artistic side. That meant drawing, painting, pretty much anything where he made something out of nothing.
Anything that comes to mind, if it's an opportunity where you can draw it out or paint it or anything like that, you just kind of want to get it out of your head to see what it looks like on paper versus what it looks like in your mind.
Stocker even went to school for graphic design at Western Michigan University. But he says when he left college, no one was hiring, and with a family on the way, that art got left for a career that paid better and more consistently. But on a trip with his church to a conference near Chicago a few years ago, Stocker saw a unique performance. Stocker described the performance this way. Up on stage sits a light box, the top lightly covered in a thin layer of sand. A camera peers down, transmitting a video feed of the light box for everyone to see. And then comes the fun part. An artist walks over, and then with his fingers, he pushes the sand around, essentially painting with it, with the light box illuminating it all from behind.
The group that I was there with kind of scrutinized what he was doing and then said to me, like, hey, can you do that, Ralph? And we kind of developed a plan to build a light table to try it out. And it was my pastor that said, hey, you know, we'd really love if you could do this, do you think you can? And I again said, I have no idea, but I'd love to do it. I'd love to try.
He did try, and quickly he was hooked. He loved how childlike it felt, almost like playing around in a sandbox, tracing shapes and images, and then just as quickly, wiping them away.
The ability to make a lot of different images. You make an image, you can erase it right away. If you mess up, you can fix it really quick in the sand. There's so many different unique pieces to that. Whereas if you draw something wrong, it takes a lot more to, you know, erase it or draw over it or something like that. Same thing with painting. Whereas this is something that's a little bit more fluid and you can move that sand and readjust it if it's not working.
Stocker says the ephemeral nature of the sand allows him to really craft stories. He traces one image, then another, until by the end they all mix together into one long narrative. The art turned into performance, too. Stocker brought the art to church. He drew 5-minute-long stories for Christmas, then Easter and Mother's Day. But it didn't end there. One day, when Stocker's daughter Genevieve was 6, she saw what he was doing and wanted to get involved, too. So at a light box inside their basement, Ralph and Genevieve put their hands together and made stories with each other.
Not how they're supposed to look like, Daddy.
What?
I told you that last night. The cardmen do not look like that.
Okay.
On a recent morning, the two are practicing for their first public performance together at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum Storytelling Festival. The show is 45 minutes long, way longer than anything they've done before. And the two are adapting all kinds of stories, from Alice in Wonderland to The Giving Tree, into sand. Stocker says that when he and his daughter started working together, it wasn't easy. He and Genevieve had different ideas, and blending them together took time. But now Stocker says working with Genevieve has helped him realize that sometimes art doesn't have to be fancy and ornate.
I worry so much about, like, the detail or so much about, like, what it's going to convey or whether it's going to be conveyed. And there's times where she'll just say, Dad, let's just do this. And it is... It's a more simple option, but it's a better option, and it's one that will work for everything we need to convey.
But Stocker says there's something more to this multi-generational art, too. It's about bringing back that childlike passion that he had years ago.
I want to continue to encourage her to be creative and to create inspiring things and create different things that will really convey everything she's got floating around in her mind and that, because there's so much opportunity there to get a lot out.
You can see Ralph and Genevieve Stocker in their debut public performance tonight at 7 at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. For links, head to our website.